Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. If you're new to these, this is just one of the many resources we put out under the banner of Sugar Hill Resources. And so our goal is to provide podcasts and blog posts and messages, teachings, webinars, whatever we can do to help equip your faith and fuel your life. And so thanks for being part of these. I do want to mention we have a partner podcast that just started about a week or so ago called the Positive Talk Podcast. In fact, if you're listening to this one in real time, the second episode is dropping today. And I want to encourage you, if you're looking for something really practical, really helpful, head over and do a little search for Positive Talk Podcast. Well, today I want to talk about this idea of the 3-mile-an-hour God. I heard that phrase not long ago, so I did a little Googling and found a fantastic blog post by that name. And as I was reading, I thought, this is too good not to share, as this author talks about a 3-mile-an-hour God. Here's what he says, that although Jesus traveled by water, walking was the primary mode of transportation for him. As a child, we know that Jesus journeyed with his parents to Egypt, but outside of that, most of his life took place in a small territory in Palestine. His public ministry spanned a region that was probably no further than 100 miles. He says, I love the four words that you find in John 9, verse 1. He says, as he passed by. In fact, many of the events in the Gospels happened as he passed by, along the way, on the road, in the marketplace, out in the countryside, by the city gate, on the shoreline, by the water, in a home, at the dinner table. Very little of Jesus' ministry took place at a church in the temple. Jesus' ministry happened while he walked as he passed by. Speed is an ultimate asset in our culture. We have a lust for expediency. Orders on Amazon come faster. We eat fast food. Microchips and computers. Phones get exponentially faster and faster and faster. We want to make more money faster. We want to retire faster. We want to finish a degree faster. We want to get projects done faster. Life is done in a rush, and we get to the end of the day, and it's a blur, and we think, I did a lot today, but what did I actually do? And so John 1 says, as he passed by, Jesus saw a man that was blind from birth. Now think about this. What if Jesus was driving? What if he was running? Or what if he was in a hurry? Instead, Jesus moved with a pace at which he could see. He saw the man. He saw his need, and Jesus had compassion. A Japanese theologian wrote a book called 3-mile-an-hour God. In it, he wrote, love has its speed. It is a different kind of speed from the technological speed to which we are accustomed. It goes on in the depth of life at 3 miles per hour. It is the speed we walk, and therefore the speed the love of God walks. So think about it. Jesus walks at the speed of love. He's our 3-mile-an-hour Savior. He sees you. He sees your secrets and your baggage, your pain and your fear. He sees death and dung and still chooses to walk among us, to forgive, to heal, to help. So the question is, would you adjust your pace? Would you slow down so that you can see God's work in the world, see how you might join in what he's doing, see the people around you, know their needs? How can we be unhurried, undistracted, and attentive in the world around us? Go for a walk. Sit on your front step in the evening. Redefine how you use your electronic devices. Remove a few unnecessary items from your crowded calendar. Set aside a few quiet moments every day to read God's word, to commune with him in prayer. As he passed by, Jesus sees you. He's your 3-mile-an-hour Savior. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.